Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Straight Candid.
Episode 23
with Sid and Soph.
All right.
That was good.
Let's hear it one more time.
Welcome to Straight Candid.
Episode 23 with Sid
and Soph.
One more.
Welcome to Straight Candid.
Episode 23 with Sid
and Soph.
Yay!
That was good.
I bet you're wondering who the hell is talking right now. That would be our mothers, okay?
Our dearest mothers.
Our dearest little chickens. Oh, and by the way, we are recording right now. This is it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so hold the microphones up.
So we're live.
We are live.
Hi. You guys did good. That was cute.
We thought we were just practicing.
Yeah. Gosh. Oh my God. Well, we were excited to have you. This is so cute that they're here. We've been wanting to do this. We thought it would be so fun because honestly, sometimes when we describe our podcast, we say this is something that we are like helping girls and girls and guys in their 20s and 30s that maybe don't want to ask their parents this, but their parents definitely know these things. You know what I mean? That's kind of how we preface it. And so we thought we could actually ask our moms some questions that listeners have sent in and some things that we want to ask you that might be a little real and that might be hilarious all in one, but that's what Keeping It Candid's all about.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I love this. They got their wine out and everything too.
I was going to say, let's just talk about like what's going on right now. We got some red wine. We have Susan, which is Sid's mom, wearing these cheetah high heels, like absolutely killing it. Oh, she shows it. Yep.
Ooh, fancy.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
You're like, and that just blows my mind because you guys, she looks like she's like 40.
Thank you very much.
Actually, yeah. 30.
You're a little cutie little tootie pants.
I could pass for 30.
Yeah, you could.
And there's my mom right there. Just kidding.
Whatever.
No, I'm kidding, mom.
You guys look so freaking young.
My mom, can we hold up your shoes right now too?
Hey, oh, she's got the Air Force Ones on. That is amazing.
Mom, can you explain why you have Air Force Ones?
Oh, because Sophie told me I had to get the chunky white tennis shoes to be
That is so classic Sophie. She's got like 400 pairs. Like, that's hilarious.
And I had to get wide leg jeans. No more skinny jeans. And chunky white shoes.
Yeah, well, you're in style, let me tell you.
Yeah, okay.
God dang it.
How old are you, Mom?
57.
Okay.
You guys look damn good. Mm-hmm. We need your guys' skincare routines. Mm-hmm. People are going to be bugging us now. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Wait, quick tell us. Let's hear it. What do you guys do for skincare?
Even just a brand that you use that you're like, oh yeah.
I just use Retin-A every other day.
Yes, Mom. Ooh, we like that.
Okay. Mom?
I think it's important to clean, to have clean skin. And I use Shiseido for clean.
Yeah. Okay, Shiseido. It's a Japanese brand.
Oh.
It's really good stuff. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, cool. You will. Yeah. Our dads are also lingering. They're not here in the room, but they are lingering around the building somewhere.
Always.
I'm honestly really afraid for when my dad just strolls in and we're talking about menopause or something.
I know, or something crazy. My dad, he just posted on my Facebook the other day for my birthday, and he was like, congrats to Sid on the top charts. And then he goes, although sometimes I have to mute it or turn the podcast off. I'm really proud of her, you know, dad ears or something like that on Facebook on his wall. I'm like, dad,
I saw that. But speaking of that, we'll ask you guys this question too. So do you listen to the podcast? Do you cover your ears? Like, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the podcast? Have you listened?
Well, I haven't listened to all of them, mm-hmm. but I have listened. I would have to say at first I was like, oh, that's my daughter.
Thank God
you'd be saying that.
I did the same thing. It's like, oh no.
But no, I think, no, I've enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. The ones I've listened to, I have. And it just, kudos to you guys for just being straight and candid.
Oh, mom.
Yeah, nice one.
Boom. Good one. Boom. She was boom. That's great.
Boom. Yeah, I same yeah. reaction. I mean, I've listened to some.
Yep.
And overall, they're just great. I can see why that why your age group loves your podcasts, because what you have to offer. But you know, yeah. there are some things that's just like, oh my God.
I know. Yeah. I know.
No, poop,
did she just say
poop,
that?
Did poop start?
I'm sorry. That's oh, totally yeah. me.
Well, well
that's
sorry. Me.
All I knew is I was glad. Everyone knew that you were reading it and that was somebody else's story.
Oh, the skid mark one. You're totally talking about the skid mark one. Well, guess what? I've shared probably like 4 poop stories on here because honestly, yeah. it's part of my identity at this point.
It is. It is. I'm used to those.
See? Okay. See?
I'm
not kidding.
A story when she was just a baby, she had this beautiful dress on. I was so proud of the dress. Hot pink. Kind of expensive. I think I bought it at the Galleria somewhere. And didn't even get through the wedding, and she just
shit all over it.
Since
day one,
nothing new here.
Yeah, but
Sid still shit in her pants when she's 23,
24 now. Hey, yeah. I'm going up the ladder. Yeah. Oh my God!
Also, you guys, we do have 4 people in the room. We have 4 mics, so just bear with us. We'll try to all, you know, give each other the space to talk and not interrupt. Oh. But other than that. That's all we got. So we're going to start off this episode with hashtag straight cannon moments. You guys have probably heard, if you've listened, you've probably heard of our hashtag straight cannon moments that Sid and I do weekly, but we're flipping it on you guys this week. So Ooh. You're going to tell us your hashtag straight cannon moment. So mother dear, why Ooh. Don't you start?
You're going to start with me. Well,
do you remember
hashtag
it?
Hashtag straight cannon
oh,
moment.
Oh yes, yes, yes. From just this last week, something that's happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Okay. If you want.
Okay.
Or farther
okay.
back.
Okay. Well, it was Easter this last weekend, which we really only celebrate the fact that it's a Easter bunny. We don't yeah, celebrate anything
that's
else.
That's kind of the same as us.
We don't yeah. say, you know, things like he has risen.
No, actually, mom, don't lie, because I woke up on Easter. My mom looks me dead in the eye and she goes with a straight face. He has risen. And to me, this was
just being funny.
You guys, I'm sorry. If you're religious, like, good for you. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed the day.
Yeah, it's
but
beautiful.
For our family, that's not what we celebrate. And I just died laughing. No. Okay. okay. But that's not your hashtag straight kid moment. Keep going. Yeah.
So we thought it would be funny to have all the kids were all home, which is was a big, we planned this because it's the last time in our house because we sold our house. But
Yay.
I thought it'd be fun to hide 4 golden eggs because we always had Easter egg hunts when they were little, and so it was a beautiful day, so Rod hid them all outside, and Sophie was one of the first ones up, right?
Yeah.
Were you the first one? And so she goes out spying them, and what does she do? She goes and gets, she sees an egg and she goes and gets it before everybody else. And so
shit.
I had to discipline her like a little 6-year-old and say, you have to put that egg back and wait for your brother and sister.
Yeah,
of course. That's amazing.
So your straight cannon moment was disciplining your 25-year-old daughter
yes.
for Easter hunting too
early? Yes.
For getting that egg too early, you silly little goofer.
Yes. And she did. I could see the guilt in her face, and she knew she was wrong, so she wouldn't put it back.
But you are a little sneaker. Yeah. I can totally see you doing that.
Yeah, I just took a little peek, and I saw one right away.
Yeah.
You say peek, and I say, what's that thing that I say? What's that email thing that I always say? You say peek, and I always say
ping.
Yeah, like ping me. I'll ping you later. I have an issue. It doesn't matter. I just say it way too often. Anyway.
Well, now I got to explain it a little bit. So if you're like any sort of 9-to-5 job, a lot of the communication system is on Slack, which is like a messaging app.
Right.
And, you know, our age group is like, hey, I'll text you later. Like, yeah, I'll hit you up. Sid always says, hey, I'll ping you. And that's the terms that you use in your 9-to-5 job on Slack. And I'm like, hey, yeah, talk to you later, bro. Like, hit you up. And Sid's like, all right, I'll ping you.
Well, whatever. Never close the workbook, okay?
Right.
Mom, what's your straight cannon moment?
Well, speaking of work and jobs and 9-to-5.
Ooh, I love that transition.
Yeah, good job. She's a natural.
So, I started a new job recently, and I've always been in a pretty conservative industry, insurance, risk management, and broke out of that. And, you know, it's at my age, you know, you have to start being who you are and, you know, not really caring.
Yeah, making the day-to-day fun.
Exactly, well, we making it the fun. Beginning. You know, and humor is my deal. That's where I think Sydney got been. Hers. And but I kind of lost it for a while.
No, you don't. All right.
So a guy in the office, manager, I would come in his office and to talk to him, ask him something. And he'd always say, "You're so quiet." I'd get to his desk and I'd scare him, you know, because he didn't even know so I walked quiet. In his office. I'm so quiet. So I thought, so one day, and we kind of have a little banter about it. And so one day I got on my hands and knees outside of his door because I wanted to see how far I could get in his office without him seeing me. No, keep in mind, there's other people in the office, a financial group, so very not serious. Too conservative. And I'm thinking, I hope they don't see me crawling on the floor. But I actually got pretty far, halfway in, but I was kind of trying not to laugh. And he kind of yelled, and I think he swore at me.
Mom's on her hands and knees and probably in her little stilettos, too. God.
But he also tried it with me as well, but I felt the breeze come through my my door when
you
kind of cracked it open. So
yeah,
I knew.
Good at
that
it.
Is hilarious.
Yeah,
so. Mom, that's so funny.
I could definitely see Sid doing that.
Oh yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah.
I feel like you probably have you done that at work yet?
I haven't crawled anywhere yet, no. But I definitely am thinking about it. Yeah. I've thought about different things like that. Okay. I do like creeping up on people. I think it's kind of fun.
It's on your to-do list.
Wait, you guys are funny. What were you like when you were our age? I want to know. We weren't around. We were just a little a twinkle in your eyes, my mom would say.
Yes.
I was, you know, I often say I was a lot like you, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
yet I'm your least favorite child. How does that work?
I don't know. How does that work?
She just admitted it.
No. This is the middle child. She always thinks she's the least favorite, but that's not true.
Okay.
Right. You're the most like me.
Yeah.
And I think all the kids would agree with that.
What do you mean exactly?
Personality wise.
Not shy. Yeah. Says what you think.
Mm-hmm. Enjoys socializing.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Sometimes socializing feeds you too much, and you get too energized, and
people have to kind of calm you down.
My mom.
That is so Sophie too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get calmed down a lot. Same.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, some people in social situation it drains their energy, but for you know, someone like you and me, it energizes us. Yep. So you just kind of, you know, But you know, just so you know, as you get older, you learn how to control.
Okay. That's good to know.
But then when you have a little wine, you forget again.
You forget again.
I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom, what were you like?
Well, let's see. I got married the first time at 24.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I was 23. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How old you were when back then.
It was normal. So young. It was normal. My high school sweetheart.
I can't even imagine dating anyone right now.
But, you know, I would have to say, and just, you know, how we're alike. Sydney's very independent. And I've always been very independent. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of went through sort of our wild streaks early on, kind of before a lot of other people.
Right.
Matured early on. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, because you grew up in a farm town on a farm. She was the youngest. Mm-hmm. And your parents were like at the fourth child, they're like, whatever.
They
who
were
cares?
Wore
whatever.
Out. They were tired. Oh, it's like, you came in at four. I didn't even hear you.
Yeah. So she, who cares?
I was number five. Yeah.
You could kind of like, you know, you were wild young. You could drink out there when you were really young. Like you were, you know, you could do all that. Mm. And I think I did the same. I think I did all the crazy things when I was honestly like 16 to 20. And now I'm just kind of not over it. I definitely would love to have a good time with my girlfriends, but I just don't. It's not in my life path anymore.
I remember when I met you, I was like just shocked by like how you weren't going out every weekend and everything. Because when I was 22, I was like still in that phase, you know, and I almost feel like.
And that's how you were also like maybe, I mean, very, you were very slow at maturing.
Yeah.
Just saying. Physically.
Yeah, physically. Yeah. And
I guess, then, all, you know, that ties in with mentally too because.
Oh yeah, puberty.
Yeah, so exactly. So we won't talk about the age you were when you finally got your period. Well,
I've already talked about that in the podcast.
Very old. Yeah. So
wait, how old was it again? I forget.
Senior year of high school.
So 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. So that just tells you how really where she was at.
Totally.
And I was the same. So.
Did you have a wild phase?
Not really.
Yeah. What was your nickname in college?
Did I have a nickname? I didn't
Come
have
on,
a nickname.
Come on, think of it. Come on.
I did not have a nickname.
One Beer Amy?
Oh, no. Two Beer Amy.
Oh, two beer. Oh, sorry. Well. Two Beer Amy.
Come on.
Two
beers. I could handle more than one.
She would get a little tipsy after two beers.
Oh, that's, see, my mom, we call her funny after one because she gets funny after one glass of wine. Yeah. That's what my dad always says.
Well, and funny after and one. I can't wait for you to finish that drink.
I better have a drink.
Oh my gosh, you guys are killing me. Okay, if you didn't have kids, where do you think you'd be right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh. I didn't even know that we had that one in there.
Boy, right at this moment.
That's tough. You didn't tell me that one.
Some of them I thought that you could like think about, you know, would you be on this couch? Would you be somewhere tropical? Would you be,
what would your life be like without us?
Would you be in rehab? Would you, oh my like, God. I don't know.
Wow. Well, I think,
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I maybe would be retired already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, I probably would have put away the hockey.
Would change anything, right?
Yeah. No, but, I would never.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you're right with that.
And probably would have a lot more countries that I've traveled under my belt.
Yeah.
Yep. I would definitely travel more. Ooh.
Sounds a lot better. Yeah. Just kidding.
And, you know, I probably would own my own business. I would probably be a little more independent than I am, but because I, you know, stayed home and raised you kids and
that was just different. That was just a nice way to ask, like, if you didn't have kids, what would you like to do?
Exactly. Where would your freedoms be?
Yeah, right.
And I'm not going to lie. It sounds very convincing.
I had my opportunity. I did own the business. Yeah. You know, I owned a business for 5-7 years. And so I did that. You know, but it is more difficult with with three kids, you know.
Yeah, I just think timing is different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You hopefully do the things that you want to do, but it's just in a different time.
Yeah.
You have to adjust. You have to kind of wait.
Yeah, you just have to adjust the time frame of things.
Because like I go through every day, I'm like convinced that I want to be single and never have kids and just live independently for the rest of my life. And then sometimes I think about like me and like your relationship with me and how like close we are. And I would would want that with someone too. So if someone were in between, you know, wanting to have kids or not wanting to have kids, what would you guys say? This is so funny because they're just a little slower than Sydney's.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to be quiet.
You're forcing yourself.
I'm trying because I yell.
Sydney like bounce back and forth like blah 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 blah.
And I'm like, and on another note,
I mean, I think you'll just know. I mean, at some point, you just, you make the leap, you know, and it's like with anything, you know.
I was never ready, so-called ready to have a baby, and I was older when I had Sydney.
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, and so you just do it, but I knew I always wanted children. And I, you know, it would have been awful if I wouldn't have been able to. I probably would have, maybe I would have adopted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then Sydney was really the one that made the determination when her sister would come along. Because she was
Really?
I want a sibling.
Oh, oh cute.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Okay, I guess so.
So we have, you know, we have another one. But after the first,
the
I thought, I'm not doing this again. That sucks.
I'm right.
Oh, my gosh. You know, but you kind of forget.
You do.
And then you're like, well, what's another one?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Do you have something to say?
No.
Okay.
But I used to, I was going to say, I used to beg my mom to adopt for Christmas a little child. I would ask, Taylor and I would beg, we'd write to Santa, please like get my mom to adopt another baby. We specifically said Africa. I don't really know why. I think that's just like, we just thought we wanted like a little, like, I don't know. We didn't know, like, we didn't know anything. We just were like, we knew that our friends had like adopted little kids from Africa.
And
we were like,
yeah,
we were like, well, could you adopt one? Like what kids just say the weirdest things are like from Africa. Very specific. Like what?
Well, what's odd is I did the same thing as a child.
Oh,
I wanted my mom to adopt from another country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted them to be different than us, I think, is what
I wanted that too, but you had us do pen pals.
That's right.
Oh, cute though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I did want you to adopt a monkey. Remember
that? Oh, jeez.
I wanted a monkey.
There's so much similarities.
What? Oh, I wanted a monkey so much.
Garrett,
what do you mean?
Garrett, you wanted a monkey. You're crazy.
I just wanted a little monkey.
You're already a monkey.
Crawling on me.
You just wanted a friend.
I didn't have friends. I'm like, Mom, get a monkey.
Yeah. Okay, well, we know how she's turned out, but
I want a monkey friend.
Yeah, seriously. Well, we're crazy. We know that. You guys listen to our podcast. Yep. How do you actually think that we turned out? From a mother's perspective, like for real.
Are you
asking
happy?
For real?
Are you happy with the way I turned out?
You're still evolving, actually.
Ooh, I like that.
I think. Oh. Don't you really think?
Oh, for sure.
They're still very early in their evolution. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into our
evolution. It sounds like I'm in like anthropology class.
Speaking of monkeys,
you know, I think Sydney's surpassed everything I've, you know, even thought about. And I don't think I've ever had expectations of, oh, I think she should do this or she should do that.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever thought that way. But I'm amazed. At
Mom,
I don't want to cry.
Oh, Mama. I'm gonna cry.
No, I'm just amazed at the woman she's become.
Oh, Mom, thank you.
Ditto. I mean, the thought of what Sophie's doing with this podcast alone, let alone everything else. Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing it without you two. That's for freaking sure.
Yeah.
And giving us kind of the, you know, the opportunity to even be here and living in Minneapolis.
And support us. Mm-hmm. You know, a huge piece of this, though, that we wanted, the reason we wanted you guys to come on is because we take for granted, I think, the fact that we have a good relationship with our moms, where our moms are our best friends, because that's not common. You know, and a lot of people don't have that. And that's kind of why we're here being candid with you guys. And we wanted you to sit here with us because not only did we come from you, we're literally a straight prodigy of you guys. But people don't have what we have. And that's why we have these questions that we're going to kind of get into that are just like things that people wanted to ask a mother figure. They reached out and they were like, we want you to ask a mother figure about these things. So we have a handful of them.
Yep. So we're kind of going to alternate. I'll ask a question to you and then she'll ask a question to you. If you guys have anything to add, feel free to jump in. I think.
Do you need to do like a warning, like we aren't experts.
You are moms.
It's trial and error.
No, all moms are experts because we're sitting here right now.
Didn't you get that manual?
No.
I burned mine.
Non-traditional.
So we wing it.
Yeah, I that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. And
we're winging it too.
We're winging it. And that's the point of this podcast is like genuine and just being real and authentic.
That's why we're here.
And I will say we're going to get into some fun, like dirty details a little bit later with some straight candid stories. But I want to kick it off right away with one of the question that you wrote about the moms.
Which one were you thinking of?
that one.
Oh, I know.
And it's a little more serious, but we'll get into some more fun questions.
So, Mom, this one's specific to you, but I actually learned it's also specific to you as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little more serious, but this is about loss. So my question actually was, was it like losing your mom so young, and what do you feel that took away from you about learning about being a mom?
Well, let's see. It was devastating, first of all. Because I had a great relationship with my mother as well. I mean, shopping and going having a drink when I got old enough. And
how old were you?
Well, I was Sydney's age.
Okay.
Yeah. So the loss was kind of before that. She, you know, I found out later on in life that she kind of struggled with anxiety and mental health and stuff. And so there were times... lengths of times that she was gone when I was little that I don't remember that she wasn't around. So, you know,
you don't know what you don't know though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And how it affected, you know, I feel a loss, not just for myself, but for my kids. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because she was really a cool person. So, I talk about her a lot, from the time the kids were little, and said, you know, Grandma Sella, she was great. She did this, or she'd say that, or I'd sing a song that she used to sing. And, you know, I'd say, well, who would say this? And they'd say, Grandma Sella, you know.
Cute. So yeah, it was really special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we named our dog Sella, too. Yeah. So our dog's name is Sella, Marcella, right now.
And what's really bizarre...
Oh, this is the weirdest thing.
...is, so I name her Sella. She's got dark brown eyes, as my mom did. And... I find out Sella's birthday, it was the exact same day as my mother.
Just like weird little things. Yeah. After the fact. She got goose after the fact. Yeah. After we named her already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Your mom is in the dog.
I felt her hold my hand in my dream or something like that. And I woke it up. I know it's her because it wasn't malicious, but I was like, oh yeah, that was Marcella.
So how did your mom exactly die? Can I ask?
Yeah, so she had acute leukemia, which acute leukemia comes on quickly. So from the time that we found out that she had leukemia till she passed was like 2.5 weeks.
Wow. So she wasn't sick.
So she was, you know, had different things prior to that. They always said, oh, she's got pneumonia or whatever, and wasn't feeling well. But so it was... quick in that sense.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mom.
I
want to kind of ask you the same thing.
I was quite a bit younger when I lost my mom. I was 13.
Oh, man, too.
And she was killed by a drunk driver. So a drunk driver hit her head on. And he had like 21 other drunk violations. But back then, they never took their driver's license away. It was like a slap on the hand and, you know, off you go. So he was still on the road with a driver's license. So he was killed by a drunk. She was killed by a drunk driver.
And, oh my gosh!
Do you remember
the day?
Oh, like it was yesterday.
Can you talk about it a little bit?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I was at school, and of all things, I had to walk from the middle school where I was at to a podiatrist. Because I had warts on my feet.
Okay, there's a straight kind of moment. Throwback.
There we go. And she was going to meet me at the podiatrist. But I could walk there because it was right across the street. And she didn't come. And finally I get the receptionist said, someone called. They're going to come pick you up. And I'm like, well, who's going to pick me up? And they said, oh, well, one of your brother's friends. And I was just like, why isn't my mom picking me up? So, yeah.
Mm. Wow. That's...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So then I came home and my dad got out of... I remember waiting at home and my dad got out of the station wagon and started walking up the front sidewalk and I just saw him in tears.
Oh, God.
And, yeah. So it was just... It was over, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I don't get emotional about it anymore. And... in a odd sort of way, I look at it in a positive way now because it made me who I am. And I think it made me appreciate having her because she was awesome also. Yeah. She was funny. She'd joke around. I mean, she had five kids at home. I was the youngest. I mean, she was running around with her head cut off. But
sounds like someone I know. Sounds like
So I look at that and I try to take the positives out of it. It's just such an odd thing to say, but it really is true. I look at it to say, okay, this just made me a stronger person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so I'm also sorry for your loss too, because it's just, I can't imagine, like, we're sitting here with our moms and I can't even imagine or think about it.
I think I would jump off a cliff.
I wouldn't be able to do it. It's horrible.
You'd be surprised what inner part of you kicks in.
Yeah.
Keeps you alive and keeps you moving. Wow. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. That's personal and that stuff is hard.
So you do not tolerate drunk driving, correct?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yes. I think our age group is pretty good at that.
Yeah, we're pretty good at it, I would say. Yeah. I mean, you maybe guys in are our really circles, good about but it. We're really good. We get mad at our friends if it's even like an idea or a thought in their mind like you're going to drive.
Uber now and other options, you know?
Yeah. You just shouldn't
You don't need to.
No, you shouldn't.
So this
be.
Is your sign right now if you're listening. Do not get behind the wheel if you're drinking.
And if you're debating it, it's an absolute no. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say
about
that.
Absolutely no.
Yep. So okay. If you want to ask one.
Yes. Mother, what mistakes did you make as a parent? What wins did you have?
Well, lots of mistakes. Maybe lots
of
wins.
See, like, I never saw any mistakes because I was like...
I didn't tell you when I made
exactly.
a mistake.
So
you kept it a secret.
Give an example, because from my point of view, like, you know, you think your parents always know what's right.
And they're
like,
perfect.
They're perfect. Or they're parenting correctly.
I mean, this is kind of a general thing, but you know how your kids are all busy with activities and you got to get them places. I guess the mistake I made was is not to have that transition be more relaxing and smooth. I mean, it was always...
Oh my gosh, this is fire girl, actually.
But it was always very stressful. I mean, she probably has horrible memories of me cramming them in the car. Get your shoes on.
That's all I know, though, too. I feel like.
You know, I wish now, hindsight, that what's the big deal? You know,
exactly.
I just wish I could have taken it more in stride.
I see. Yeah. So, I mean, I do remember being late to everything.
She thinks that. She wasn't.
I would
listen to her.
If I had it.
Because she's late if she's not early.
No, because she was. Am I ever early?
I would say no.
But back, yeah.
I do remember lying. If the soccer banquet started at 6 p.m., I'd be like,
oh, no.
We have to be there at 5 p.m.
Well, then I caught on to that she was lying and knew that.
Figure an extra hour.
I used to also pretend that there would be like a bomb that was going to go off in the house when we were. Just to be fun. I was littler at this point, but I'd be like, we have to get out of the house in 10 seconds and or else we'd all die.
Psycho.
Okay, what about wins?
Wins. You know, I think just for just you specifically or all the kids?
Whatever.
I mean, I think you guys were all just great students, athletes, all around good people.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a win for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were hardworking. You all worked very hard. So.
Very self-determined.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. Mm-hmm. With Sydney and her sister as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. All right. Should we transition a little bit? Okay, Mom, this one's specific to you. So this one you guys might not be able to chime in as much. This is more general, so you can touch on it however you want. What was it like getting a divorce and... Did you know it was coming? And then I have kind of like a ladder to that, but.
Well, it's never, I don't care what the circumstances are. It's never a good situation. Unless of course it's, you know, dire and you need to get out of a bad, abusive relationship, which wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. Did I see it coming? Yes. And it wasn't I don't make rash decisions.
No, I know
we
that.
Don't make, you know,
well,
so
I know. Can tell you guys are both well thought out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So it was something that was thought about for a long time, and you know, talked about, and certainly not an easy thing. Probably the hardest thing was to tell you and your sister. That was, you know, heartbreaking. But I hope that the relationship your dad and I have now kind
is
of
maybe better than what it would have been.
Yeah, so
right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, we try to make it, you know, as normal and as easy as possible.
Yeah, I think, you know, people ask kind of like, oh, do you feel like you failed your kids by doing that? And the thing is, though, is I'm not even going to let you answer that question, because the answer is no to me. Like, people, I could have little T trauma. I really could. And I think from divorce, you know, it's common, but that doesn't mean it doesn't feel horrible. And it felt horrible at the time, but I had more focuses. I had to make sure Taylor was okay. I had to make sure you were okay. I had to know that my parents are happier separated. Why would they get separated in the first place? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And move on and apply those learnings to real life. Like, you can have little T trauma, and you can let it write your own story and say like, well, my parents are divorced. I can't find anybody, or, you know, I can't feel that way. But it's like, you need to move on and take the learnings that you have and turn them into a better life for yourself.
It's just like, you know, your mother dying when you're young, you know, you decide how you want your fate to be, you know?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. So like, you don't never have to feel bad about that. Mm-hmm. You guys are best friends now anyway. Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very good friends.
Yeah.
He's coming to dinner with us after.
And he's hilarious. And he's absolutely witty as hell. Yeah. And he wears purple shirts and orange shoes and blue pants all together. And it's just, he's a colorful little mess.
And nobody will ever understand him like I do.
No, I know. Yeah. So true, Mom. Yeah. So freaking true. Mm-hmm. What's your question?
I love that. No, I just had something in mind, and I was forgetting what I was going to say. Hold on.
You're not even drinking wine.
Oh, you're not drinking wine. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're not even sipping on any wine. You shouldn't be forgetting what you're saying.
I know, right? Well, I was like really invested in that conversation because I think the divorce chat is a really good topic to have on here, just because you're definitely not the only kid that's been through this. Hi, Dad.
Oh, looky here.
Oh,
hey. Dad number one is popping
Father
in.
Father number one has arrived.
Now we need the other one to come.
Yeah.
Dad. Just come say hello, hello. How are you doing in the microphone real fast?
I love your satchel.
Yeah, thanks.
Cute.
It's called a merce.
He has a merce.
Satchel merce?
Satchel.
Sorry. I shouldn't say merce.
Dad, quick, say hi.
Come on over. Jump in. Just say hello. Because you're here. You know, we want to hear your voice.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Oh, God. This is Sophie comment, I feel like.
Nice to be here. Make yourself at home, Dad. We'll be wrapping up.
Hey, thanks. This is my spot. You can sit anywhere you'd like. We're just getting into our little questions.
Rewinding to meeting you and Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, when I met you was actually a more funny story, but both of you guys together, when Marty and your mom was over here, you guys were celebrating
my mom's birthday.
Yeah, your mom's birthday. Yeah. And I just saw the dynamic between you guys, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it was so cool seeing you and Marty interact and, like, just still taking the kids out for dinner.
We got
lucky. Yeah.
We got lucky.
But the first time I met you, do you remember this?
Was it... Was it working out?
Oh, my God.
No, I was downstairs in Sid's room.
Sophie had taken a shower, and she had not yet found a
yes!
towel.
You were naked.
Susan walks in and I'm like, oh, hello. She's like, oh, you're not my daughter.
And not to mention, we're totally buzzed because we were at like a Darty. And we were like, I'm like, whoa, sorry. No, my mom doesn't care. Don't worry. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, it's okay. I see that stuff all the time.
I see, naked kids.
Friends coming over. God.
Just another day in the life.
Just another day, one of those.
Right.
All right, next question, Mother. Actually, I would like both of your takes on this question, if you have anything to say. But what is your relationship with diet culture, food, societal standards of beauty? How did you ingrain this version of acceptance, like, within your parenting? Or self-love?
You know, I never even thought about it when raising you. Because I
never thought about what?
Diets or whether you were skinny or fat, or I just never, that was never part of our conversations. I mean, we fed you healthy food. And
but I guess my question is, how did you, like, did you diet when I was a kid, and how did I know if you were, like, because I grew up not thinking you were ever on a diet, or I didn't know anything about that. And well, I thought that was a healthy.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. And the culture right now is like diet. You have to be beautiful. Look at all these beautiful women all over social media. Like it's just, it's intense, and that self-love piece can go missed. Mm-hmm. So that's what she's referring to.
Okay. Right now. So when I was younger, what I did, I never dieted myself either. Yeah. So,
I mean, you answered the question because you didn't really talk about it when I was little, which is important, right. I think.
I mean, one thing that did bother me when you were little, and even with Grace, too, especially, I mean, I didn't like it when strangers would come up and say things like, oh, look how cute they are. She's so beautiful. And I didn't like those comments because, I don't know, I just, that puts you in a box. I didn't like that, people did that.
You're like, what about how fast she can do her 100 multiplication tests?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's not just about, her looks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Susan, what about you?
Well, I think we also ate healthy.
Yeah, we did.
And I made it a point to have meals as a family.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Yep. Didn't have a lot of junk food, sweets, that sort of thing. We were always a family of working out, though. Workout was a huge part of, a huge part of my life.
Where did you meet Dad?
I met her father at Northwest Racket.
A gym. It's not like a lifetime.
Marty was a bodybuilder.
He was a bodybuilder, yeah.
And my first thought when I saw him, I hadn't met him yet, was like, oh my God, his quads.
Those are some juicy quads.
Wow.
She goes, wow.
Those quads.
Yeah. No, but how did you instill in me like to focus on self-love and not focus on all the chitter chatter around of
surface level
BS that is going to be surrounding us as we grow up as women?
Yeah. You guys have it harder because of all the social media.
Yes, you do.
You know, we obviously had it, but it was in magazines and TV.
Yeah.
But, and then you just kind of, high school and kids,
isn't
girls
it
and stuff.
Kind of by example, as far as what we did, I mean, your dad and I always exercised and joined.
And I think, I could talk about this topic for days because part of me is like, should you have junk food in the house just to show that there's not good foods and bad foods and not talking about only eating healthy and me working out all the time and showing the kids
we didn't stress that these foods were healthy. That's just what we ate.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I think that was a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're our own humans and we can develop eating disorders without,
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. You have to be a good role model as a mom for that.
I don't know if Sydney feels differently about that, but Sydney was always very athletic as well.
Yep.
I always had a huge appetite.
Yeah, I eat a lot.
Still does.
I eat a lot.
Yeah.
A healthy appetite.
More so what I'm asking, though, even outside of actual physical food, I'm asking, how did you mentally support us for the world that was coming? That was intense and there's a lot of comparison. Yes, I'm I'm not talking about food as much as I want to be.
I mean, social media.
Because I love food.
Social media came in when you guys were, that was tough because I saw what you guys were seeing on social, and it did bother me.
Well, and I'm not huge on social media.
You've never been,
I just haven't been. I have to ask the girls to help me with, posting something or whatever, because I just don't do it. But
so cute, though.
Because the other thing is, I'm private.
Mm-hmm. Is this your Instagram?
I do have Instagram, but
I never post. Do you?
I rarely post. And I have to usually have help doing it. But
it's like looking at selfies.
That's all my mom does, too.
Preparing you, I think, by example. And I don't know that I consciously
thought that either. Right?
It's funny because their generation, it is going to be different than when we raise our kids.
It's very true.
Because our kids are going to grow up from the moment they have that phone in their hand, they're going to be seeing all these social media models and whatever.
I mean,
so
you just can't
it's going
to
have,
it.
Yeah, it's yeah, going to have to be a conscious effort. For,
yeah, exactly. Especially for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
Can we talk about social media a little
bit? Yeah, of course we can.
Does it bother you when your mom uses her phone and she's like,
Oh. With the one finger?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I'll watch her do something and it's so slow. And I love you. I'm so sorry. It's so freaking slow. I just go, give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, and I grab the phone and I just have to do it myself because I'm like,
dude, it's like, let me do it.
And I'll say, will you show me how to do something? Or just, and then I said, no, show me how to do it.
No, I show you.
And
you're
then you wonder
slow.
Why I have to ask again because he didn't show me. You just did it.
Oh, you did. Yeah. I always, I'm like, let me do it. She's like, I can do it. And she texts with one thumb and one pointer.
I do not.
You do this.
She'll. My mom will do.
Yeah, you do. As they pull out your phone.
My mom has a ringer on for her text messages, and it's like.
That's wrong.
And it goes on and on and on. I'm like, are you getting a call? No, she's not getting a call. It's a text.
That's a text. Well, I want to know when somebody texts me.
My phone would be going off all day.
I'd be like,
it could be somebody.
I keep mine on Do Not Disturb. I keep mine on Do Not Disturb because I don't want to hear it, know it, anything. No, but the one other thing, the one other funny thing you do is the Alexa, she'll be like, what do we want to listen to for dinner? I'm like, I don't know, make a decision. Well, I don't know what kind of vibes. I'm like, I don't know, Mom. She'll go, Alexa, play. And then she'll look at me with worried eyes. And I'm like, say something. She's like, dinner music. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, God, it's like Frank Sinatra. And I'm like, okay, all right.
We're
a weekend family. Like, we love The Weeknd. We love rap. We listen to rap as a family. I'm not kidding. We love reality TV. We think it's hilarious. But we're very, it's funny because we're very like private though. Yep. It's like the opposite of what you think.
Well, I was going to say, I'm jealous that you guys listen to rap at home because I got to be a little more careful. And also, did you hear that, Mom? They watch reality TV together.
Well, we used to back in the day.
Like what?
Well, what was the show that?
I was going to say Extreme Makeover we used to watch.
Fear Factor? Or
no,
what were you going to say?
No, were they the.
What not to wear?
Explain it.
Where you sing and you win the
American Idol.
I'm like trying to name all these shows.
I mean like trashy reality TV.
Oh, I don't like those.
Yeah, I do with the girls. It's once in a while we watch.
What's your favorite?
Right now we're watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh,
so good. But we've watched every single season, every single episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Orange County, New York City, New Jersey, like every single one.
Yeah.
We just love it. We'd be like 7 o'clock, all plop down on the couch, and we're like, popcorn. My dad joins too. Oh, yeah. He loves reality TV.
I think it's really
funny.
He doesn't
love it, but he loves it.
Because when I do watch reality TV...
You're by yourself.
No.
I feel bad.
If I'm home... Well, yeah, I'm by myself, but I love being by myself. But if I'm home, I notice, like, especially Dad, he stands in the back and just, you know, crosses his arm and, like...
Listens.
Just, like, he's definitely watching it, but he's acting like he's not into it. But he's, walks back into the room, like, checks out the next scene.
So he really would like to watch it.
I'm like, are you judging me? Or are you actually just really into this?
Yeah, exactly.
To the Bachelorette right now, Dad.
Exactly. Oh, God. That's, like, my favorite memories, though. That's, like, the most fun. Besides that in the lake. But that's the one thing that you gave me that I will never take for granted is living in a lake for a little bit growing up. Like, that's my life. Like, water sports. So I just was going to say thank you to that because that's the reason why. But my mom hates the water. Hates the water.
But she did
I
it
like
for...
being on it.
Yeah. Like
she doesn't like to get in it. She won't
but
get it. She doesn't like in it.
I don't like not knowing...
What's down there?
What's down there?
I don't either, but I have to point my toes and float until I get there. Like, I'm like, pull the rope. And they're not going, and I'm laying in there in the water. I'm like, oh my God, if a fish nibbles my butt cheek right now,
nibbles
I'm scared.
Nibbles.
Oh, nibbles. Whoops, I did say nipple, didn't I?
Nipples.
If he nibbled my nipple. Just kidding.
If he nibbled my nipple.
Sorry. Woo. Okay. Woo. Anyway, I have like one more question, and then we'll get into a few strict, candid moments that people have sent in, right?
Yeah, I might have one. Yeah,
I was going to say we each have one more is what I meant to say.
Yeah, you guys haven't heard yours.
Well, what?
Your straight candid moment for the week.
We let you guys do
it. We let you do it this week. We let you take the reins.
My straight candid moment was getting a little too competitive during my Easter egg hunt.
We'll see.
Okay.
My bad. My straight candid moment was that my mom, Jordan's mom and myself all got food poisoning from the same thing. So yeah. So that was pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll tell you about that. So anyway, little fish taco. I really can't win lately. Anyway,
no, you can't.
Mom, what is the most important trait that you've given me that you want me to keep forever?
Humor for one thing.
Yeah.
Which when she was just a newborn and I had my aunt come stay with me since my mom had passed. my aunt looked at her elder, she was like days old, and said, this baby has a sense of humor, an adult sense of humor. I can tell. And she always has had, you know, a sense of humor just beyond her age.
Yeah.
Which is so important throughout life, I think. And I just think just being a kind, caring person to everybody, which, mm-hmm. you know, just carry that through. And
yeah. You've taught me how. You've taught me how. That's why I'm here.
Your sense of humor is my favorite.
People say I'm a wise or an old soul. That's what people always tell me.
Yes, that's the other thing she said. I was just going
to say. It was like she's you're an old soul.
She did say, yeah, she's an old soul. Actually. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
She's 23.
I know.
24, yeah.
She seems a lot more mature. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're catching up.
I'm mature, but in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. There's people have different ways that they demonstrate maturity.
No, I totally agree. You are.
Yep.
We balance each other in a good way.
For sure.
Teach each other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys, I mean, did you guys hear how, like, it was hard at first when we started this podcast because we're so different, but mm-hmm. that's like what we figured out is what's making this.
You have
like,
to
actually,
push through it and get to that point where you're like, okay.
Like, Sid, we need Sid to kind of balance it out, and we need me to kind of balance it out, and it's great.
It works.
We work together.
And we finally like found the medium where we're like, oh,
this is
working.
Sense.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. And the other big thing too is the independence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I was going to answer that question, is you know, even though all these years it was frustrating for you to be voicing your opinions, even when you were young. That is something that is really going to show you the way.
Yeah.
Because you are just, you know.
Very opinionated.
She's very independent, though.
Well, you're not opinionated. Person. You're your own person. Yeah. I mean, you accept other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. But you speak your mind. And that, as a parent, drove me crazy when you were younger. But you just persevered. Mm-hmm. You kept doing it.
Keep speaking your minds and bothering your moms.
Exactly.
So speaking of balancing out, Sid's serious question, I have a question for you guys. Feel free to skip if you feel more comfortable. Also more awkward because I was going to ask this before my dad got in the room, but we're going to ask it anyways.
Oh, perfect.
Do you know when your kids lost their virginity?
Oh. I don't think you did in high school.
You're right. I did not.
Yep.
Good job, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, based on your late mature, you know, your late maturity, I knew you had.
mom grabs her wine.
Well, we already know Sid had her wild phase a little earlier.
So I knew you weren't yet.
But is that, like, you never asked, like, do you talk, I don't know, like the sex talk? Did you bring that up before or after you thought that we all lost our virginity, or like how did that conversation go? And did Grace
I have a conversation with you about sex? I don't remember.
I asked what it was.
Yeah.
Driving to gymnastics, I remember asking you.
I mean, when you went to get on the pill, I mean, I think we probably, you know,
talked about it then.
And you know, I always use the excuse that you were doing it for your acne.
Oh yeah.
You know, but I was thinking, well, you know,
it was always the acne or bad cramps.
Right, mine was bad cramps though. Mine actually was
so,
bad cramps.
And hers was actually acne. Yeah. So I was just like, you know, okay.
So you don't really have it. You didn't really have to have too much of a conversation about it.
Well, I think we had small little chats here and there. Yeah. It was never one real sit down. Yeah. So,
but now we're a little messed up because we talk about it a lot. And we shouldn't, because that was.
I love that. God dang it.
Do we want to move on to straight candid moments, or do you want to say anything?
Don't want to say. Did I know? Yes, I did.
We know these things.
You know.
Well, and both my girls have always been very open.
Yeah, so I can't keep my mouth shut.
We talked about things. We, you know, they'd always ask me questions. Mm-hmm. Why is this? You know. Mm-hmm. I did know.
Yeah.
All right. This week we have three DMs or straight canon moments. We have three listeners that wrote in. Two of them are stories, and we'll kind of have a little conversation around it. The last one is advice that someone's asking for, motherly advice.
All right, you kick it off. Read the first one.
I have them all three.
here.
Oh, you do? Yep. Oh, then just hand me your phone. Okay. Perfect.
So the first one is, when I was back in town on break from school, I didn't think much of meeting this guy at his parents' place before we went to dinner. He was staying at his parents' house while in town. And as we were about to leave, he's like, hey, is it cool if someone tags along with us? And I said, sure, why not? Thinking it was one of his friends. Little did I know it was his mother. First date. So awkward. We went and had dinner. She ordered for me and proceeded to criticize the college I was planning on attending because it was a party school. And also made her son sit next to her and not me.
Oh.
I got out of there as fast as I could and never spoke to him again.
What?
I would bet my house that this guy kissed his mother on the mouth regularly. hashtag deal breaker.
Lord.
Oh my God.
Run fast. Yeah. Run very fast.
Yes. That mom is a hover mom.
You guys that's not even hovering. That's I don't know what that is.
You guys like, didn't even know either.
You guys did never do that. No. We appreciate that. No. But did we ever bring a guy home that you didn't like?
Ooh. You don't have to say who. We don't say names on here.
Yes.
Yeah? My mom?
How'd you deal with it?
I'm respectful. Yeah. You know,
we have our ways to kind of get our views across without actually coming out and saying.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
What are you doing with that guy?
We can
say other things.
Yeah. What do you say about me? I'll say something like, "No, it's you'll ask me well, something." And I'll be very...
like, "Do you like this?" I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I'm like, okay, whatever that noise is, first of all, I don't know. It's so high in the air. I can barely hear it. It's the highest pitch. I'm like, okay, so no, you don't. I'm like, okay, that's annoying. Now you're lying. Well, no. No. I'm like, come on, answer it.
That's how we can tell. The high pitch.
That's how I can tell.
Yeah, but I don't, I knew she'd figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
you got to go through some of those things.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Can you explain the man you didn't like that I brought home? We know.
Give us a little hint.
Andrew.
Give us a little hint. Andrew's Mom, I want a hint too of who it was.
Yeah, give me some hint. Like, what was he wearing? What was his vibe? Why didn't you like him?
His athletic clothes.
Okay, keep going. Like, why didn't you?
I mean, he was pretty boy.
Pretty boy. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, that vibe.
That vibe.
Ugh. Who is this?
I don't like that.
Who are you talking about? Give me like a what you didn't really like.
Smothering.
Oh, I know who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like I was choking and gonna die.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a little dramatic. But thing. I started to panic. I'm not kidding. I started to panic and I was like, "Oh God, get away from me!
Yeah.
Get away from me!"
I remember. So the pretty boy you're talking about. Were you allowed to sleep in the same room as if you guys slept over your parents' house?
Let's preface this by age.
But yeah, I was I was in college though.
Okay.
So
the rule at our house is like if we have a boy, we're not allowed to sleep in the same room with them unless we're married because you know we're under their roof, which makes sense. So one time this pretty boy was sleeping over and he snuck into my room later in the night. And we slept in my room. And then the next morning, my dad goes up to pretty boy and he goes, "Did you sleep in Sophie's room last night?"
Uh-oh.
And this pretty boy shit his pants and never came back. No, I'm just kidding. He came back, but it was,
Oh, my God.
Good job, Dad.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. We're not, you know.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, I got another one here. This is the second straight candid moment. So hashtag straight candid moment. It's the end of my period, so I'm wearing a liner pad. Anyways, I was walking to the bathroom and somehow the pad fucking fell off down my pants to the floor. My coworker yells, "Oh, you dropped something," bends down to pick it up and realizes it's my pad. I am mortified at what the actual hell she says. Love the pod. That's all she says.
Her coworker
literally went down
to pick it up
to pick up her liner pad at work. Oh,
so you guys are lucky because this is our segue into menopause talk.
Oh, God.
What? We're not old enough.
What are you talking about?
What?
The lie voice. You heard it there live.
I feel like we actually had a...
We had a pretty decent question for this one. I'm like, wait a minute. We wrote like four because we were like, how do we ask this? How was the experience? Was it something that you actually dreaded and were afraid of, and was it actually that bad?
No.
No. No.
See, I already have heat flashes, so I feel like I already know what it's like.
It wasn't...
I didn't even really think about it until I'm like, oh, you know, I haven't had my period for a while. I think I might...
This is great.
This is great.
Oh, that's it? That's kind of all it was, right?
My mom acts like it wasn't that bad, but I remember her in the car just shedding layers, putting layers back on, and like, oh, so hot.
You did have a lot of heat flashes, though, I remember.
I mean, that's not awful, though. I mean,
no.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if the heat flashes are at night, it's not quite as bad, although it keeps you up. But when you're at work and giving a presentation, and then you got to start taking off layers, that's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
No.
How does it change your sex drive? Or is your sex drive just change as you get older?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I mean, it's one and the same. I mean, I think menopause affects your drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably because that's the hormones.
Libido is lower.
So how do you balance that?
With what?
Having sex.
Have it less. Have it less.
Oh my God, I love that. Quality. It's all over quantity.
My dad chimes in. Quality.
Over quantity. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's all about quality.
I'm dead. No, I'm sweating.
That's for sure.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
That's great. See, aren't you glad Dad came? Because that was great.
That was amazing. That was a perfect little chime in.
Yeah.
All right. Should we say?
Your mom has something to say.
I didn't know if you were going to answer or not.
Well, so I'm single.
Mm-hmm. Ready to mingle?
Are you dating?
Yeah.
Completely single.
No, I'm completely single.
Yes. Last time I saw you were dating someone, I remember.
Well, I have a friend long distance, but don't see him. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't
really
work.
He kind of annoys me.
But, so.
Got to get her downtown and get her out.
Yeah. Let's take her out.
Yeah.
Cowboy Slims, maybe? Woo! All
right.
Okay, she goes, all right. Okay, last final little bit, and then we have one question, then we're wrapping up, okay? This is we have an advice question. Do you have the actual message? Okay.
Hey, so I need some advice. My girlfriend of 7 years and I broke up about a month and a half ago, and she's already posting pictures of her with another guy. We had been dating since I was 15. I don't really know how to deal with this. Any advice on that would be amazing. Oh, I should also mention a little background, he says. She broke up with me, and this guy is someone she was friends with while we were dating and told me not to worry about it.
Oh.
Mm. So what would you say to this little boy?
Yeah, what advice would you give him?
Because he's heartbroken.
He's heartbroken.
And he's seeing his old girlfriend post pictures with this new guy.
Who is her friend?
How long have they been not together?
Like
They dated for 7 years, but I think this was about a month and a half ago. Mm.
Can't he just unfollow her?
There you go.
There you go. That's a good advice.
That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, because, you know, what you give attention is
And let make sure she sees that he's unfollowing her.
Yeah.
She would notice.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can. Girls and guys can know how to do that.
So I would just make it sure.
That just lacks compassion.
Yeah.
Respect, I think.
And I hate this quote, but you know, the only way to get over someone is to get under someone else. Have you heard that?
No.
I wouldn't say you need to get under, but maybe you're also just, you know, it's also his time to probably open up his doors a little bit and
meet new
go
people.
On some dates. And I feel like once you meet someone else and you're, you know, in love with someone else, like, you might get over them a little faster, and also just to figure out who he is a little bit more and use this time to grow as a person, right?
Yeah, you start to retract, I think, and you get like, I'm sad, I don't want to do anything. And you literally, all you have to do is push
of what you
over
should be
it.
Doing.
Yeah. You have to push over that hump and go forward.
There's that social media you have to put up with.
I know.
And there it is
that
again.
That posting. If he didn't have that,
he wouldn't
see it.
Yeah, I know. And he'd be able to move on. He probably wouldn't have been as sensitive to it if that added a whole nother level.
And if for some reason you don't want to unfollow her because it's going to be petty, you could just mute her.
Yeah, I would say mute.
Oh, no. I'd let her know
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen up. Yeah. You know, and I always say if someone's doing something that you wouldn't do or you don't approve of, then that's not somebody you'd ever want to spend your time any further with.
Right.
That's really what I always think about.
I mean, in fact, it reinforces maybe they shouldn't be together.
Exactly.
That's the kind of person she is.
And it's going to hurt because you have memories, but that doesn't mean that there's not a future for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're one, like, what would it be, sixth through your life. Like, just... It's time to move on. New chapter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our final question for you guys, because this has been so freaking fun. I'm like, oh, God. I love it. I love our moms are here.
I think we should start our own
mom
podcast.
Oh, yes.
Cute.
Pick a call in, ask questions.
Absolutely.
Straight candid senior.
You could be.
Yes.
Wait, I meant to junior.
Let's not be junior, senior yet. We're not seniors yet.
That doesn't work. I more meant like we are the junior, they're the senior, but now I'm like, oh, senior citizens.
Could, yeah.
No, actually, I didn't mean that.
You could call it Mom Cast.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Or Mom
Very
Candid.
Very cute. Mom Candid.
You'd have to hire the Back Pocket production to do all the chords and the crazy stuff.
And the
for
crazy
you guys.
Things all around us. Okay, before you start your new podcast then, and throw us under the bus.
Okay.
All of our listeners are your daughters at this point, okay?
Okay.
Because you're here and you're being their mom figure, you know?
Or their son.
Or their son, sorry. Okay. I said daughters too, but what is one piece of advice that you would give to them? Maybe that's your biggest learning that you know now, but one piece of advice.
Can I give a couple?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. Doesn't have to be one. Are you kidding me? We're
not
a limit.
Like to give more than one.
Yeah. Right.
I think you have to have your, know in your head what your boundaries are with someone, you know, if you're dating them, you know, what's okay and what's not, you know, in any sense, not just sex, but in morals and, you know, everything. And no one's perfect, but don't settle.
I love that.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about relationships?
Relationships.
Anything.
Or you don't even have to marry someone. You can just...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be who you are, whether it's a job or a relationship. You know, don't, you know, change... You know,
who you really want to be. Yeah.
Who you want to be or who you are.
Yeah.
Embrace your imperfections. Be with somebody that...
Is okay
embraces
with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you don't have two moms like us, but I just had to get that
really
in there.
Sorry.
Like, you had to get that in there, she says.
But we'll be available when we start our podcast.
We start our podcast. Mom Candid.
Oh my God. Cute.
Episode one coming soon.
Yes. Coming soon. I love that
Near
they
you.
Sell it on ours. Way to use our platform. I love it. You guys know social media better than you think.
That's right.
I'm using our platform.
You're
no,
doing
in,
well.
In all seriousness, if you guys have a question that you want to ask a mother figure, I will pass it along. And I know Sophie will do the same. But for real, if you don't have a mother figure and you need something answered, you can look to us and look to our moms too. So we really.
Yeah.
We love you too.
Love
we
it.
This has been so freaking fun.
I was what? Laughing at that last part because
it was us,
and I was watching it.
Oh, it was creepy. We were like, that's why we're laughing,
because
we're like, oh my God.
Susan starts talking and like you're finishing her sentence.
That's what we do. I'll be like, and then yes, and you,
yeah,
and then you want to do that, and
then my mom's just
yes, your
yeah.
mom,
like,
yeah. We loved having you. We needed this. It's like
fun,
a good balance in all the episodes that we're doing. We wanted you guys here. You guys at Straight Candid Podcast is our Instagram. Please follow us. Please rate and review if you can. That's really important for our growth. Really, really important to keep us going and keep us doing things. So please, if you have time, take a second. It takes 30 seconds, if that.
And if you haven't yet, you can also subscribe on YouTube. I'm not sure everyone knows we have a YouTube channel, but that also helps us. Feel free to watch episodes as well as listen.
Yeah, you can see us. We dress up for you. We do our makeup.
And you can see our mom's shoes. Let's see it one more time. Okay.
Ooh.
Yep. Looking
God,
good.
God, they look good.
And the last thing we want to say is we're produced by At the Back Pocket production company, which is at
the Boys.
The Back Pocket Podcast on Instagram. So.
You guys, thank you for listening.
Oh,
thank
you.
Thank you for riding along.
It was lots of fun.
Very fun.
Listeners, we love you. You guys are amazing. Keep it candid.
Talk soon. Bye.
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 Keep it candid.
Keep it candid. I have to say one more thing in the microphone. Keep it candid.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
These are awesome.
You're great at you. We're both very good at that.
Yeah.
I
oh my gosh.
Awesome. I don't know.
That was really good.
Usually after every episode in the mic.
Every we should have like dropped the mic though. Weren't we supposed to drop it?
Yeah.
Hey.